Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice, our mild-mannered podcasters were bombarded by gamma rays, bitten by radioactive bugs, mutated by toxic waste, irradiated with cosmic rays, born into a world that doesn't understand them.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Talking Comics Podcast. It is December 22nd, and for those of you counting at home, this is episode number 526. The Zet Folks, our continuation for the big show, the nomination show's second round. Beep, 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 beep. I am your host, Steve Say, and joining me again is Joey Brachino.
It's been 2 weeks without lightning.
Bob Ryer is here.
How's everyone's Christmas shopping going?
Awful. Christmas?
It's this week, right? Time travel this week.
I'm still waiting on things to show up to my house. TikTok. Aaron Amos is here.
We're about to start season 3 of the apocalypse.
John Burkle is also in the house.
I should probably get my kids some presents.
You've had a little bit going on lately. Maybe Christmas is canceled this year.
Oh, don't tell them that. Oh, the elf on the shelf has made in its appearance, so we're good to go.
All right, really quick, because we do need to get started, but tell us one or two ways that you've manipulated the elf on the shelf this year so far.
Is that a white thing? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, of course it is, Aaron.
Did you say, is that a white thing?
I literally don't know what that is.
Well, each family has an individual elf that appears on December 1st, and most people just leave it in one set location. Mine moves around night to night, and sometimes I have to sneak into rooms with sleeping children so that the elf is peering at them as they awake in the morning, just to know they're being watched, so they better be good.
That answered every one of my questions.
All right. I don't even want to know where you've put this thing.
Oh, nothing. Well, it can't be touched and it can't go on the floor. So you got to put it strategically. I will say, though, my 8-year-old son has questions.
And Wait a minute.
I don't want to
answer. It can't be touched? Is this one of the rules that they made up for this thing?
Yes. If it gets touched, it loses its magic.
Also, if you if he's an informant for Santa, you're not gonna punch the elf. Mine is on the mine's on a
table. Narc on the shelf.
Yes,
that's what it is. Narc on the shelf.
Where's yours? Toilet.
Mine's on the toilet in the guest bathroom.
All right, let's get down to business. We've got more categories for you this show, this episode. We will be fighting it out for best story arc, best ongoing series, best mini or limited series, and best television series based on a comic book property. Ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. Let's kick things off with best story arc. I think this was my hardest category that I sat down with. This took me right up until the end to get my shit together enough to come up with some nominations for this. I just don't really think of story arcs that much anymore. And especially with there being so many minis, it's hard to find these sometimes. So I'm just going to go really quick and put some stuff out there. I really, really enjoyed the hell out of this little series called That Texas Blood this year. Mm-hmm. And there is an arc, particularly the second arc, which is a flashback arc called Eversol 1981. Mm-hmm. This is – I got Joey excited. So this is the Mr. Well Cop Man going back into the day to talk about a man that he worked with named Eversol as they foil this satanic cult, if you will, who has been stealing children and using them as sacrifices for this bat demon god thing. And if you want to talk about that, like, Brubaker and Phillips feeling comic noir that is just so on the money. This is that thing. This, to me, that Texas Blood between Chris Condon and Jacob Phillips, this feels like the next dream team for that genre. That little corner of noir with Brubaker and Phillips, this feels like a passing of the torch to me. And I thought that as much as I enjoyed the first arc of that Texas Blood, Eversol 1981 really, really drove it home for me that this is one of my favorite things that I've read this year. So that Texas Blood is my first nomination. My second nomination is the final arc of Die called Bleed. And this was, of course, the wrap up to probably my second favorite comic book series ever that I've read. And in addition to landing every aspect of the ending, there was one particular issue in this final arc, issue number 19, that positively devastated me and also opened my eyes up to a lot of things about stuff that I've been kind of contemplating. I wouldn't say struggling with, but just kind of going through in my mind over the past year and a half, and just hit me on a very, very, very personal level. And in addition to the outstanding world building and artistry and everything else that Die has been for me for the past couple of years, this is the last year that I can nominate it for anything, seeing as it is over. And it's just, I think, one of the most successful ends to an outstanding series and a hell of a final arc. And then last but not least, the first arc of Tom Taylor's new Nightwing, Leaping into the Light. I really, really love this new Nightwing book, and I particularly love the storyline of Dick getting the inheritance from Alfred and spoilers for Leaping into the Light, but establishing the Alfred Pennyworth Institute that he does. And just really, it's kind of a shame that the fear, like, I, as much as I enjoyed Fear State kind of pumped the brakes on the momentum of this, but between the Alfred Pennyworth stuff, the Barbara and Dick stuff, and all the amazing family dynamics that they have featured in the show. The new dog is so good. And just everything we were talking about earlier with Tom Taylor on the previous episode about how he's on fire and just writing really, really, really solid characters and taking these you know, timeless characters and elevating them to new heights. I think he does that with every single person in this book. And this is one of my most anticipated books. Whenever it comes out, I'm dying to read it. And Leaping into the Light was just a absolutely stellar way to relaunch this character for me. So that Texas Blood, Eversol 1981, Die, Bleed, and then Nightwing, Leaping into the Light are my three nominations.
Me next.
All right, Joey, why don't you go next?
That Texas Blood, Eversol 1981, Sheriff Joe Bob telling his story. Oh, well, so good. It's the best. The first volume was fantastic, obviously. And we talked about Jacob Phillips last episode two. These are called callbacks for all of our podcast people out in the world there. Eversol 1981 with the flashback structure really helps build out Joe Bob's character a lot and introduces a lot of layers to a very strange and mystical place, that Texas. And I think that Texas Blood really captures a really wonderful noir aesthetic in a different setting. So that's number one.
Was that was on your list to begin with?
Of course it was.
Okay.
What, you thought I made it up? You thought I made that up?
No, I thought that maybe I mentioned it and you were just backing me up. But if it was on your list too, that's nice.
I'm really glad that I talked about that Texas Blood enough for you and John to read it. all right, my second nominee is Something is Killing the Children, Me and My Monster. That's 15 to 20 or 16 to 20. I could get the specific numbers. That's the origin story for Erica Slaughter storyline. That's James Tynion IV and Werther Delladera. And my last nominee is Bitterroot Volume 3. The storyline is Legacy, David F. Walker, Sanford Green, Chuck Brown. Bitter Roots, just another book that's always been amazing. It was really on our lists the first year it came out, and it's kind of just continued to be excellent. And sometimes we forget about those books that are just continually excellent. So my three nominees for story arc are That Texas Blood, Something is Killing the Children, and Bitter Root.
Okay. John, you're next.
Well, I also had one of yours. I had The Nightwing Leaping into the Light. When Tom Taylor and I'm drawing a blank on the name, Bruno Rinaldi took over this book, it leaps and bounds. It is one of the best, not just Nightwings, but Bat-centric books on the market right now. And the tone of this book was so, so good. And then, yes, it ran into the Fear State. But even the Fear State stuff wasn't bad.
No, it's great. It's great. I really was like, I was primed and ready.
Yep.
I'm glad to be jumping back into that now that we're done with Fear State. I'm very much looking forward to diving back in.
Yep. And then I was going to do two, but I think I'm going to leave one spot open, and then I was going to do back-to-back Daredevils, but I think I'm just going to do Daredevil Lockdown. The final arc of this Zdarsky Chichetto run. You have Matt in jail exposing some of the wrongdoings and criminal, not from the criminals in jail, but from the administration in jail. You got Wilson Fisk in the background with his political machinations and who's pulling his strings. And then you got Elektra Daredevil on the streets trying to do her best to live up to Matt's ideals. This book is absolutely amazing. You're going to hear about it a lot today, but Lockdown, I had reservations when I was like, oh, another prison story. And it blew me away. I loved how this book landed, going into Devil's Reign, which the first issue just came out. And
I just read that last night.
I did too. Lived up to my expectations.
Oh yeah. Awesome.
Lockdown was an amazing story arc, and one that really needs to be applauded. And those are my two, and then I'm going to leave my third open.
He's learning. John's learning.
I am. Week two, I'm in.
All right. Bob, why don't you go next?
Okay. I'm probably going to get shut out, but let's try it anyway. Fantastic Four 32-34, The Bride of Doom.
Ooh.
Sue is right. That's all I have to say about that. Adventure Man 1-6 by Matt Fraction and Terry and Rachel Dodson. Just the series picked up just where it left off, continuing that first arc as Claire Connell discovers there's a new world in New York that she didn't know about, that her son is thrilled about to a certain extent.
What, hold on, Adventure Man, what is it called again?
Well, it's 1-6. It's the first six issues.
First volume.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was that?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
yes, we finished the first arc.
Yep,
gotcha. And then an all-ages book. It is Marvel Action Captain Marvel, The Ghost in the Machine, issues 1-5. As Carol and a host of fabulous guest stars, you have Spider-Gwen and Squirrel-Girl, all dealing with, first of all, a new computer or a new phone app that turns New York into just a terrible place. And then finally, in the second bit of this, as she teams up with Squirrel Girl, Carol finds herself trapped inside a video game, a very old-fashioned video game that's supposed to just be a training exercise. Nope. But we learn a lot of lessons about, well, Squirrel Girl can do a lot of stuff. And her vibe about the world really sort of affects Carol. It's a really nice little story told by Sam Maggs and Sweeney Boo.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but Adventure Man, they collected 1-4. Was that not a complete story arc that it's actually 1-6?
No, it continued.
Yeah.
That's weird.
The volume one ended with a cliffhanger going right into issue 5.
Those, it's the, it's, who's the artist on it?
Immerman's,
right?
No, Dodson. Dodson. No,
Dodson. Rachel. Yeah.
The Dodsons took their time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Image wanted to get a book out, so they collected 1-4.
I just remember Adventure Man being a big part of last year. But no, if that's the way that it was released, then okay.
Yeah, the next two issues have picked up just where we left off.
Okay. And Aaron.
All right. So I got a couple of things here that I'm going to question, but we'll see how it goes. So crossover 7 through 10. Mm-hmm. I really, really, really liked how they took the what the hell's going on from the first six and brought it into focus. Started off with a really sort of, I don't even know if we want to call it a palate cleansing issue with the whole spooning scenario. But it just reinvigorated the fact that I thought this was just such a well-written book and that it was just a interesting story that sort of drawing upon all the things that we love about the big two and all those and all the others, but spinning it into and mixing it into something else. So I really enjoyed that. This next one, I'm going to say it, but I know I'm going to get shot down because I just feel like as a self-contained story, this was something that I'm really enjoying. It kicked off, I don't even know how to describe this, X-Men issue 18, Inside the Vault.
Oh my God. Oh my, yes.
I want that. I don't know how to, it's an issue. It's a single issue, but I thought it was beautiful.
It is and it isn't.
Exactly. It's just a really, really good arc. That's just a story that I just really, really, really loved. So that's it. That's that one. And then Seven Secrets Volume 2, because it's just amazing. And that's, well, those are my picks.
I wish that that X-Men vault thing was easier to quantify.
Yeah.
I would be behind you on that. But I agree. I think it's one of the coolest things and the longest running things. Like, we were all waiting for years, it feels like, to know what happened in that vault. But it's just hard to quantify.
Yeah, before we start going through the list, let's just look back. And so we've got multiple votes for That Texas Blood, Eversol, 1981.
Joe Bob!
And there was also more than one support for Nightwing leaping into the light.
Can I say that if that is on the list, based on the number of votes, Nightwing is the book out of all of these that I haven't read and want to read. So I would love to see it on the list for that reason.
It's so good. It's such a pure bat book.
Yeah.
I love it. There's some really, there's a conversation between, there's one, I have to look it up. Maybe it's 83 or 86. There's one issue in particular where Dick has a conversation with Superman about Superman knows what he plans to do with the inheritance. And they have a discussion about Dick's relationship with Alfred. And it is so, so incredible. It's such a great moment for those two characters. That book just sings. It's so, so good. Tom Taylor's just on fire this year.
I've gotten teary eyed at least three times reading this book.
Yeah.
Like it's emotional. It's that good.
And there's definitely some fist pumping moments too, where you get to that splash page and you're just, oh God, finally.
John has a swing vote.
That's right.
That's one of my books.
You're nominated too, so you have your third that you could put behind somebody.
Do you want to hear what's left? Are we taking X-Men off the list?
I love it. I don't think,
I'll leave it to you.
I don't think I can quantify it in a way.
Yeah. I can't call it an arc.
Yeah. That's why I struggled with it. I don't know. I feel like the story is a beautiful story, but I don't know how to make it an arc.
And it has like ramifications and builds on things from before and then obviously laces into things after. But it's hard to like pinpoint where the thread is in a series of issues, as it were.
I love it. I'm taking it off the list. So, okay. So, John, let's get to John's swing vote first, and then we'll start going through the rest of these. So, John, this is what you have left to choose from. You have Die, Bleed, Daredevil Lockdown, which is yours. Something is Killing the Children, Me and My Monster. Bitter Root. Did you say that was Legacy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Volume 3, Legacy. Fantastic Four, The Bride of Doom. Adventure Man, numbers 1 through 6. Marvel Action, Captain Marvel, The Ghost in the Machine. Crossover, Volume 2. And Seven Secrets, Volume 2.
Oh.
So what do you want to
John, throw. This is on you right now.
This would be a good time to cross over to the right side.
I know. I feel like we could really marry your vote to something here.
I see. Listen, what you're both
John's
saying.
Got his secrets. We all know this.
Well, Saren and I have our secrets, and so I was gonna jump. Seven Secrets Volume 2 had so many twists and turns that it's gonna come up later on my list, but I'll jump on it right here. Mm-hmm. The Seven Secrets is one of those books that every time it comes out, it blows me away. Tom Taylor signing exclusive contract with DC kind of scared me, but apparently it's going to continue. So I'll jump on board with Seven Secrets Volume 2.
Yes.
I'm totally comfortable with Seven Secrets being on this list. I would also like to see Fantastic Four, The Bride of Doom.
That would be my next choice.
Yeah, I was going to say, Steve, I know that you and I are probably the only, like, Something is Killing the Children, like, diehards on here.
Yeah.
I love Me and My Monster, this Erica Slaughterhouse origin story. It is terrifying. And at that point, you're like issue 15, 16, 17 of an amazing series. James Tynan and Werther De La Dera are at the top of their game. With that said, I think Fantastic Four has continued to be an amazing series. And to Bob's point for nominating it, I think that The Bride of Doom was the culmination of a lot of threads. That,
we had a lot of fun talking about that Bride of Doom arc on the show. Everybody was engaged with those conversations when they were happening.
And R.B. Silva's artwork was so, so good on that.
Unless Bob wants to take it off and wants to throw our weight behind something else. But
I'll throw my weight behind that.
Like that be on there. There's a lot of stuff on here I'm looking at. Love to read The Last Bit of Root, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Steve, is Die going to show up elsewhere in your list, or should we leave it?
Die is going to show up elsewhere on my list. I'll tell you that much.
All right. Yeah, I'll take it off. I just wanted to mention it because if you haven't read it yet, when you do read it, not only do I think that you'll have a lot of fun with it, but that issue number 19 hits really, 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 really hard for me on multiple levels.
That's important for me that we're I'd make sure it's here.
I was both destroyed and like vindicated while reading that issue. Stuff that I had been struggling with since childhood like came out for me after reading that book. And so that was a major, major moment for me. I can appreciate if other people that are reading it don't feel that way toward it when you get there, but just know that like when Aaron talks about personal impact for some of these books, mm-hmm. Die has really, really, really hit me hard. Yeah. And has really helped me. It's been very therapeutic for me to read that and to work through some of that stuff that I've had going on.
And it's a great book for everybody else too, but beyond personal connections to it, it's just something really well done. It's not just an essay about all the things.
I would say, overall, it's a great book. so what we're looking at then is like that Texas Blood, Nightwing, FF, and
Seven Secrets,
and we're looking to fill a fifth spot.
Daredevil.
Sorry. I know my all ages book has no chance because no one read it, but I just want to.
Bob, I did read it. I love the Marvel action books. I think they're so wonderful. I think the Marvel action books, Chillers from last year, the Whitley book was awesome too. Mm-hmm. Anytime IDW puts out those Marvel action books, I'm like, thank you. Like, this is what I can give to my cousins. I can give to my, students, things like that. Like, those books are amazing. They're not cheap. You know, they're not like just kind of like throwaway stories. Yeah. They're just as good high caliber stuff as anything else. With that said, looking at what's left, my heart pulls towards Daredevil personally, but I'll let the rest of the room kind of voice their opinions too.
Mm-hmm. For me, I am not caught up on Bitterroot, though I would love an excuse to get there. Adventure Man, I love First Four, would need to read 5 and 6. And Crossover, I love that book. I think it's doing a lot of amazing things. I think it's a very bold book. I also think that it's extraordinarily inside baseball. And I don't know that I enjoy all aspects of it. Still an incredible series, but when stacked up against some of these other things, I might have to throw my weight behind either Daredevil or Bitterroot. Aaron, what do you, you're the one who's vouching the most for Crossover. Do you want to make another?
I'm sorry. I was sort of like in the space of trying to, okay, so you have That Texas Blood. We have Fantastic Four, Bride of Doom. Mm-hmm. And then we have what else? I'm sorry. Seven Secrets.
Nightwing.
Seven Secrets.
Leaping into the Light and Seven Secrets.
And then the other options are what again? That's what I was confusing myself.
Daredevil Lockdown, Bitterroot Legacy, Adventure Man 1-6, and Crossover Volume 2.
Well, I think I would go for Crossover, but I have, but since I think I'd be the only one, the only other thing I've read is Adventure Man, and I really did love that.
Okay.
Well, that helps none.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't help at all.
I haven't read any of the other ones, so I'm like, I don't know.
All right, well, we all know that John is for Daredevil.
I will say Daredevil is going to show up later for me, too, though.
I mean, similar to what Joey was saying, because y'all keep talking about Daredevil, and every time I turn around, there's like someone on YouTube talking about it. So that would be, like Joey said, for Nightwing, the one that I would probably look forward to reading.
I'd be down for reading some Zdarsky Daredevil.
All right. So I think that this list is That Texas Blood, Eversol 1981. Nightwing Leaping into the Light, Fantastic Four, The Bride of Doom, Seven Secrets Volume 2, and Daredevil Lockdown.
Lock it in, baby! There we go. Took an episode and a half, Joey. What's going on?
Because Steve stole it in the first episode. He was like, well, before we lock it in, it's like, okay, she's gonna slip that one in there.
Oh, my goodness.
My methods, they work. So that is your best story arc for this year's awards. Congratulations to all the nominees.
Do you read Bitterroot, though? As I said, it continues to be just an out there book. And David F. Walker and Sanford Green and Chuck Brown are similar to Something is Killing the Children. Into their third, fourth arc, like, come on, they know what they're doing. And it's incredible.
All right. The next category is Best Ongoing Series.
I got this.
And I'm going to let John go first.
All right. I don't know if this is against or a faux pas, but I'm going Daredevil.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Chip Zdarsky, Marco Cecchetto. This is probably some of the best Daredevil since Miller. And I know that's saying a lot. But the depth of characters here, the art is fantastic. It goes places that most superhero stories won't go. The kind of change of attitude of Matt Murdock is completely on par with somebody who had been doing this for, I don't know, 15 years at this point, you know, with Marvel's timeline always kind of fudgy. Daredevil, every month, it blows me away. I was emotional when it looked like it was going away, and now we're getting Devil's Reign, and then Zdarsky tweeted a couple weeks ago that they will be continuing after Devil's Reign. As long as Zdarsky wants to be on Daredevil, I will read Daredevil, and I'm sure it's going to be great every time.
Did you read Shadowland, bro? Like, how could you say it's the best? I'm just kidding.
I was going to take away your comic fan card there. another one, something we haven't talked a lot about, but every time I read an issue or a trade of this, Once in Future. Kieran Gillen, Dan Mora, that book, every month, every time you read it, blows me away. The deep dive into, you know, British mythology. The characters are realistic, so much so that we get emotional when they seem threatened. Mora's artwork has just grown and grown. That book, every month, every time you read it, is pitch perfect. And I think I'm going to end with two because I know I have another one, but I think somebody else is going to kind of jump on it. And so
you have five in this category, John.
I have five in this category?
Yeah. No, we don't. Yeah. We have three.
No,
we have three.
It's a 10. Wait a minute. Category, yeah.
Are you serious, bro?
Bro,
I'm shook, bro.
Okay. Then I got reserves then. Then I'm going to go Nightwing, Tom Taylor and Bruno Rinaldi's Nightwing has been a breath of fresh air. It came out of nowhere that, you know, Nightwing is a book that I've jumped in and out of, but it's never been the book I had to read. Now, if Batman and Nightwing come out on the same day, Nightwing over that. So I'm going to go with Nightwing and then, X-Men, Gary Dugan, Pepe Larraz. I know I got shot down last week with it, but if you continue with the Hickman into this is the X-Men book that everybody wants to read. Everybody needs to read. I know that we've been down on the Dawn of X, that it's kind of been middling around and not really moving forward. But the big action, big chaos, beautiful artwork, great storytelling. It's a series that needs to continue and hopefully will continue into the future. And I think I'm going to leave it there.
We have five in this category?
I swear that outline said three.
That's what I was thinking, that it was three.
I thought all our tens were five nominees apiece. That's what we had.
I'm
fine with that. I could come up with five extra nominees. That's fine. Yeah.
Do we want to take a second to maybe reorient ourselves and come back to this real quick?
I'm fine. Let's do it. I got nominees. Let's do it.
All right. I had them in reserve. I just thought that it was a three. So,
here's the question, though. Do we need to take a break? Yes or no?
No.
Let's see what happens. This is exciting.
So we've got, well, let's just recap. Daredevil, Once in Future, Nightwing, X-Men, and then you're holding off, right, John?
Yeah.
Okay, ooh, Joey, you go next.
This is exciting. Okay, all right. This is exciting because I had so many on this list, but I'm fine with this. This is cool. All right, I'm glad I'm going next because I will second Once in Future. Yes. I agree. I think it is an incredible book. And of all of the books that we talked about last year in our kind of like best overall amazing books kind of discussion, I think Once in Future is the one that I have continued with and really thoroughly enjoyed. With that said, the other book that fills that same kind of description is Seven Secrets for me.
Yes.
I think Seven Secrets and Once in Future, both Boom books, I think are the two books from last year's discussions that this year I continue to just love and adore. Also on my list is Crossover, which Aaron just talked about with the best story arc, and I'll kind of leave it with everything he said there too. And I also have on my list, I will do X-Men and I will do Daredevil.
Yes. Joey's
oh,
back.
Thank you. Oh, I was so anxious putting together going from five, like I had like six or seven books on this list and I was like, well, what about Daredevil? What about, John, you said it too before, the other book that was like, would have been like number six on my list is like Batman. I loved Batman this year. It was so amazing. I loved reading the Fear State thing. But after hearing you talk about Daredevil and X-Men, I'm realizing that those are the two that I just, again, ongoing books that I continue to look forward to reading every month are Seven Secrets, Crossover, Once in Future, Daredevil, and X-Men.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting.
Aaron, why don't you go next? I don't know if I like the sound of this.
You played right into my hands. No, so I had some bubble books, but those bubble books were taken care of. So I'm going to go with Superman, Son of Kal-El.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And then I'm going to go with some Static. And then, yeah, I think I'm going to go with Fantastic Four.
Ooh. Okay.
You're holding two in advance?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. He's holding two votes, this guy. That's what that evil laugh is for, huh?
All right. Make sure that you guys are keeping track of all of this stuff because it's getting dicey up in here. There's a lot of
lot of things being floating around.
Bob figured me out.
I'm going to throw mine on next. So I am also going to go for Daredevil.
Yes.
I am also going to put, I got a couple of new additions to the list here. I'm going to put Runaways on this list.
Mama!
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I know that a lot of people have not tuned in for Runaways, and it might be a little bit of a daunting read considering how much there is of it. But let me tell you, your time will fly by. And when you see the character building in it, the found family dynamics, the really weird and wild story arcs that they created in this, the Rainbow Rowell run is just as incredible as the original. And I'll say it, if not better than the original, in just taking something and elevating it to a whole new level. And every single issue of that, my breath gets caught up. I love it. So Runaways for me, Black Widow. Mm-hmm. That is ongoing, correct?
Yes. Yeah. See, he's to survive every month.
Saved by
Thanks
the fans.
To us. Thanks to us, bro.
Yeah, bro.
The only Black Widow fans in existence. All right. So Daredevil, Runaways, Black Widow. The Department of Truth. I think the Department of Truth is a stellar series. And it really, really taps into kind of the paranoia and just the absolute horror show that we are living in. And now I know that some people like to escape with their comics and they don't always love when one bleeds into the other. But talk about taking the collective fears of certain groups of people throughout the world and feeding off of those into this really like X-Files-y conspiracy theory, monsters and mayhem, and just fascinating main characters. This series is just so creative and so cool. And like a couple of other things, like stuff like Nice House on the Lake, presented in a really unique way of just delivering the story in a variety of ways within the comic. I've already talked about the Bigfoot arc and reading the stories from the father and son throughout those pages that are found and everything like that. And I just think that this is a total package comic book that needs to be at least mentioned on this list if it doesn't make it all the way to the end. There are other ways to recognize it later, but that's one of my votes. And
come on, Steve.
The hill. What's that?
Come on, do it. I'm waiting.
The hill that I will die on is Lore Olympus. Lore Olympus is a brand new thing for me personally. I know it's been around for a little while, but having just gotten into this and discovered Rachel Smythe and this series, I have not been so taken with something as I am with Lore Olympus so immediately in a while. It is taking characters that you've known probably for most of your life and doing brand new things with them and telling such a sweet story. And the artwork is just so, so, so incredible. I've talked about it on the show a couple weeks ago. Reminds me very much of like Disney storyboard art in the best way possible. And just something that I've really been turned on to. And also kind of the thing that really opened up the Webtoon app for me and pointed me in the direction of a whole bunch of new creators and series and really kind of broadened my horizons on the whole comics thing after doing this for 10 years. And it also came out as an absolutely gorgeous graphic novel recently and has been awarded for all kinds of Eisners, or at least nominated. And it's just, if you've not checked it out, you can read it for free on Webtoon, Lore Olympus, just phenomenal, phenomenal work from Rachel Smythe. And I think everybody should check it out. So that's me. That's Runaways, Throwing Some Weight Behind Daredevil, Black Widow, Lore Olympus, and the Department of Truth. Bob, you are next.
Okay. First thing I'm going to do is just to throw something out there that returned this year. This is not a nominee. This is just an appreciation of Paul Tobin and Colleen Coover's Bandette, which returned after a long delay from Mr. Tobin's illnesses. And it continued with the same lovely tone and fabulous art and quirky story and characters. And it was just a delight to read it again. And again, not something to put into nomination, but just to recognize. I just want to throw that one out there. In terms of nominations, I will go certainly on my list. There were Black Widow and Fantastic Four sightings. So I'm definitely on board with both of those. A lot of stuff. I'm for always, as Joey mentioned before, the continuing excellence sort of thing. So let me just say a lot of good words, and there'll be some more later, about Ta-Nehisi Coates' Captain America. Following up after some years of not great Cap stories between some writers whose name I won't mention who apparently didn't like Captain America's character, Mr. Coates turned it around and reminded people that it's not the jingoistic thing that people who don't like Captain America harp on. It is about the American ideal and melding real world politics into it. It spoke to what's happening today and showed where Captain America, that man out of time, still has a place in this time. So Captain America goes on that list, as well as Kelly Thompson's Captain Marvel, which since she took over has done a spectacular job with finding new angles to tell you about Carol's various quirks and personality things. But more importantly, that surface stuff. It's her strength of character that makes the whole book work constantly. Just a fabulous book month to month. And I'm still always going to throw Adventure Man into this. That is such a revelation, something so different and new while being old at the same time. So that's it for me.
All right. And we've got some lingering votes going on. So let's just recap really quick before we get back into this. So we have how many for this category?
I think we have 5 right now. Once in Future.
Well,
10.
Well, how many overall?
We have to get to 10.
10.
So oh, right, okay. Now we have 5. All right.
Once in Future, X-Men, Daredevil, Black Widow, Fantastic Four.
Those are the ones that I agree with. I think those 5, yeah. Money, put them on the list.
I'd put 7 Secrets on there.
I'm inclined to agree, but let's see where the swing votes go. All right, swing vote goes towards 7 Secrets.
I'm highlighting over here. We got Daredevil, Once in Future, Fantastic Four,
Black Widow,
X-Men, with multiple votes.
Aaron sending one of his swing votes towards 7 Secrets, it sounds like.
I'll put my swing vote there, too.
All right, so we're locking 7 Secrets in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got 1 left.
All right, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 4 spots left, and these are the remaining nominees. Runaways, The Department of Truth, Crossover, Nightwing, Superman, Son of Kal-El, Static, Captain America, The Coats Run, Captain Marvel, Adventure Man, and Lore Olympus. If any of you want to remain friends by the time this is over, somebody will throw some support behind Lore Olympus.
Okay, who else has other votes?
No one. I think you're the last one.
Oh, crud.
Aaron, we've been through a lot.
Ah, crud. All right. Hold on. I'm doing some math here. Where's my calculator? Wait 1 second.
Aaron, even after you do your swing vote, there will still be spaces for us to satisfy Steve's ego if it comes down to it.
I need to be – listen, if I don't get Lore Olympus on this list somewhere, I don't know where I'll be sleeping tonight.
So Son of Kal-El was my presentation, so I can't vote for that.
Yes. You can't get 2 votes. No, it doesn't work that way. It's a hell of a try, but
I was going to the list. I'm like, well, you know, since I'm the only one with the votes, I can't vote my own stuff in. Secondly, and I can't vote Static in.
You could do Crossover, my man.
I was literally gonna say, who? Wait, hold on.
No, you could do Lore Olympus or the Department of Truth.
You know what?
You have liked Department of Truth.
I literally was just going to say, I definitely see a space for Department of Truth here. And I read it. I have never read Lore Olympus, so I can't really vote for it. But I can definitely throw Department of Truth in here.
Steve, like joy.
The problem is, Steve, I don't think anybody's read it but you.
No, but with that said.
Bob's read it.
I'm just biding my time. That's all.
Yeah. Steve, of all of your nominees, I am so excited by your excitement over Lore Olympus, but the book that does it for me, you know, is Runaways. So if I had to choose a book from your list, I would choose Runaways. I also don't want you to be sleeping on the street tonight, so I'm not going to say anything, but see if you can convince someone else of Lore Olympus.
Steve, you're covered. You're covered. I'm just waiting to see what everybody else said, but you're covered.
How about that? Can I drop one of mine and get behind one of Steve's?
Yeah.
I'll drop Nightwing and go to Runaways.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
No, because I've read some of that, but I haven't read all of it, but I'm loving what it was there, and I'm willing to go in full bore.
John, believe it or not, it actually gets better. Like, it's up to issue 38 or something now, which is longer than any of the previous runs, to be honest.
Isn't it longer than all of them collected?
It might be longer than all of them collected, which I think just speaks to Rainbow Rowell. Yeah. And it was Chris Anka. Who's the current artist on it, Steve? Do you know off the top of your head?
Oh, I should. They've been very I'll look it up. I got it in front of me.
But what Rainbow Rowell has been able to do is really tell a genuine long-form story over the last 3.5, almost 4 years, which is almost unheard of in kind of modern big two comics, you know?
Yeah, no.
And it is an incredible exploration of all of these characters. It builds on top of anything. I think Steve and I have been trying to get Runaways onto one of these lists for the last 2 years or so. No. And so we've kind of always come close or maybe got it onto one of these lists. But it's just it continues to be one of the best books out there.
This is one with Molly's grandma, the evil scientist and all that.
The evil cat lady. Yeah.
Yeah. I started this book. Yeah. I'm on board with this.
Andre Genolet is the other artist.
And it's hard to follow up someone like Chris Anka, obviously, but does a great job.
Okay.
So we have one spot.
What do we have so far?
Once in Future.
We have
X-Men, Daredevil, Black Widow, Fantastic Four, Seven Secrets, The Department of Truth, Runaways, and Lore Olympus.
We're doing Lore Olympus? Oh, Bob is backing Lore Olympus.
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. See,
So if I no longer have to back Runaways, I will back Captain America.
Okay.
Me and Bob are the only ones that have read Captain America.
I read the whole thing. I loved it.
My problem with Captain America, and we talked about this on the show, and I don't know if maybe we want to put our weight behind someone else instead. My problem with Captain America is the art. I think I agree with you, Bob. I think Ta-Nehisi Coates is narrative run on that book is incredible. His run on Black Panther also ended this year, and I'm just realizing now in my kind of foolishness I have forgot that happened, and it's not here on my lists, and I may have to make an adjustment during the break. But I will say that his Captain America, the story he was telling was profound. The artwork really took me out of it.
Very pedestrian artwork, just very
ordinary. And it's such a disappointment, because that book I think deserved something really special. With Coates's Black Panther run, he had Brian Stelfreeze for the first arc, mm-hmm. and it was just so consistent and so excellent. And then Daniel Acuña for the second arc,
And Chris Sprouse was in there.
Yes, and so consistent and distinctive. And here with Captain America, you just have this house style, and it was just.
And you get to those Daughters of Liberty issue where something was so emotional was going on, and then it was just bland artwork. Yeah. But the story, to me, really overrode my concerns.
That's why Cap wasn't on my list.
Yeah.
But looking at the rest of what we have left, especially if no one's going to really get behind Crossover, which I'm fine with. I totally get. I would think more about Captain America.
I thought Crossover. What's the list?
So what we have left, and we can maybe go around the table and everybody can take a vote. We have Crossover, Nightwing, Superman, Son of Kal-El, Static, Captain America, Captain Marvel, and Adventure Man for one spot.
Wait, so what's currently in?
Once in
right now,
X-Men, Daredevil, Black Widow, Fantastic Four, Seven Secrets, Department of Truth, Runaways, and Lore Olympus.
Oh, Lore Olympus. Okay, that's about the ninth one. Okay, cool. All right, you want to do this? Is our around the table vote?
yeah, let's see where we're at. We'll go around the table. Everybody gets to put their thing behind one. So you're choosing from Crossover, Nightwing, Superman, Static, Captain America, Captain Marvel, or Adventure Man. My vote is going to be for Superman, Son of Kal-El.
That's my vote, obviously.
Okay.
But no, that was my suggestion. That was my recommendation, so I can't vote on that.
All right. Do you want to – what other thing would you
Well, he could vote on that if that's the thing he wants to put his weight behind.
No. Do you want to put your weight behind that so that to maybe give it more of a push to get on there?
For what? For Superman?
For the final book, Superman.
Superman, Son of Kal-El was my –
Yeah, but you can – that we're throwing that out. You can just
pick. Okay. Yeah, I definitely want Superman, Son of Kal-El on there.
Okay. John, what are you voting for?
I'd probably go Superman too.
Okay. Bob. That's it then.
Sorry, I'm there with the Captain America, but the art just loses me.
Yeah.
Bob, I tried. I tried, Bob. Yeah. I tried.
I was expecting it.
I also love Captain Marvel too, but – I get it. Superman.
I just caught up with that, and I really, really loved that little mini story in the back with Ms. Marvel showing Captain Marvel like how much she's meant to people, and she kind of leads her around Jersey and has her meet people that have been affected by Captain Marvel's, like, you know, things that she does. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a highlight of that run for sure.
Yeah, I guess if I had to choose between two Kelly Thompson books, I think Black Widow is my favorite of the two.
Yeah, yeah, I think for this year in particular, I think that if I had to choose between the two, it would be Black Widow. All right, so for best ongoing series, we've got Daredevil, Once in Future, Seven Secrets, Runaways, Black Widow, The Department of Truth, X-Men, Superman, Son of Kal-El, Fantastic Four, and Lore Olympus.
I am so excited to read more of Superman, Son of Kal-El.
Yeah, I got that annual sitting nearby. I got to dig into that. All right. We're good. We're good. We're getting through these this time. All right.
Yep. Fueled by tequila, baby. Let's do it.
All right. The next category coming up is best mini or limited series. Now let's clarify
here.
We got five, right?
Yes. Yep, five.
Okay.
And these are books that were solicited and delivered as starting and ending numbers.
Yeah. Finite.
Okay.
5, 10, 12 issue series.
Do they have to have ended by now?
No. No.
Okay. No.
Aaron, why don't you go first?
Damn it. All right, let's do this.
Do you want to wait? Somebody else can go.
No. Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, go for it.
All right. First, it's going to be Represent because I love them. Next, it's going to be The Me You Love in the Dark.
There you go, buddy.
Next is going to be Layla Starr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next, so how many is that? One, two, three, four. Okay, so then fourth is going to be, and this is, we might have conversations, the other history of the DC Universe. And then fifth is going to be, hold on, I'm looking again at my reserves. FF Life Stories.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
All right. Me next.
All right, Joey, go ahead.
All right. The Me You Love in the Dark. Yes. The Many Deaths of Layla Starr.
Oh, it's all coming together.
The Good Asian.
Yeah.
Children of the Atom. Beat Ayala and Bernard Chang. And M-O-M, a.k.a. Mom, motherfucker. They were like, limited series? Here's three issues. Good luck.
Limited.
Oh, boy. All right. Bob, why don't you go next?
I'm with you on Mom, Joey. Absolutely. One of my favorites of the last couple of years, as a matter of fact. I got a ruling before the show, so I'm putting in Harley Quinn, the Eat, Bang, Kill Tour by
Taylor and
Max Sarin. Defenders, which is so absolutely loopy. You meet the mother of Galactus, for goodness sake, in this time traveling shenanigans going on. Just absolutely love Defenders. Mighty Valkyries. Jason Aaron, Torin Goldbrook. We've got some Matthias de Ulis artwork in there as well. And then finally, there's only a two issue during the Future State run of stuff. It is Kara Zor-El Superwoman by Marguerite Bennett and Marguerite Savage. First of all, it's absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Marguerite Savage's take on these characters. It's beautifully pastel and otherworldly. And here's the thing. Marguerite Bennett writes Supergirl, as opposed to some other person named Tom King who's got no clue as to what that character is. This is,
and so it continues.
You know what? We better be careful, because you know Tom King lives in D.C. and I could get got at any moment.
Yeah.
He might come for me.
CIA connection.
I'm going to give mine, and then I'm gonna hold off on one of my votes and throw a little bit of magic somewhere else. But on my list for best mini or limited series, I have The Many Deaths of Layla Starr.
Damn right you do.
I have The Knight's House on the Lake. I have The Me You Love in the Dark.
Mm-hmm. As you should.
Yep. And I have Carmen. Carmen is from Gila March.
I remember that.
Yeah, I've spoken about this a couple of times on the show. Just absolutely, positively exquisite foreign art. I love the story. I love how this feels like a year where it was very much the year of the detective for me. It was the noir stuff between New Burn and The Good Asian and Reckless. There was so much of that good crime thriller stuff happening in 2021. But it was also a year where books explored the concept of death and in very different ways between The Many Deaths of Layla Starr and Carmen, and taking it at a different angle and kind of telling a suicide story that's also a like Ebenezer Scrooge, the life that you could be living sort of story, and kind of really, really digging into what it means to end your life prematurely and how that ripples out into the world and the people that love you. And what do you do if you're given a choice not only to go back, but to also change the way that death works for everyone else? So it's one of those, you know, just really big questions kind of series, the type of thing that you start these conversations at 3 o'clock in the morning around a bonfire on the beach. Everybody's drunk and you just talk about it until the sun comes up. It's a wonderful story, and I think it's one of the best of the year. And then I will hold out on my fifth for right now.
Would I want to hear that Guillaume March has come a long way from that Catwoman cover.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing too, is for a book that features a character that is nude throughout, it is very tasteful, very respectful, and just really like fun ways to kind of cover up the bits here and there. And never at any point is it gratuitous or showy. It's kind of a complete 180 for what we've come to expect from that artist in the past. And it really kind of blew me away. I was a little nervous that I was going to venture into that territory eventually, and I was going to have to make excuses for it. But it really stays respectful throughout and tells a very, very powerful story. All right. Just really quick for me, because I said a lot of words. Many Deaths of Layla Starr, Carmen, Nice House on the Lake, and The Me You Love in the Dark. And I'm going to hold my other vote for one of the ones that are already on this list. John, I think you still have to go, right?
Right. I'm going to go Batman the Imposter by Mattson Tomlin and Andrea Sorrentino. Only two issues of three have been out, but it's an incredible read. It's very noir and dark and just a great Batman story. I'm going to go Rorschach by Tom King and Jorge Fornes. It's nothing that I thought it was going to be. It's a great political thriller, murder mystery, beautiful artwork and a classic. It's an ode to Gibbons, but it isn't aping Gibbons from the original Watchmen. Tom King has been back and forth for us this year, but Rorschach was really, really good. We keep giving a lot of love to Static. I'm going to give some love to Icon and Rocket. Reginald Hundlin, Doug Braithwaite, classic superhero story of an alien visitor. Rather than being a white alien visitor, he takes on, becomes an African-American and deals with all the trials and tribulations of that since the Civil War. I think it has some great social commentary. It's a great re-imaging of that classic milestone hero. And it might not be as flashy as Static, but it's still consistently good. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know why this didn't catch on with people around here, but Daniel Warren Johnson's Beta Ray Bill.
Oh, one of the
best things done this year.
Shit.
It is an emotional roller coaster for a character who has never fit in. And Johnson plays on that. And his artwork is so amazing here that this book must be read. And I'm going to hold off on my fourth or my fifth.
That was on my list of things to read. And I totally gapped and didn't get to it. But man, I want to finish that. I only read the first two issues and loved them.
Yeah,
look,
it's great.
These saucy people with their holding off on their votes like little weapons.
Well, my fifth one I know is never going to get any traction here. So,
what's your fifth one?
Ultra Mega by James Herron.
Oh no, get that the fuck out of here!
Yeah, that's I know.
I'm kidding.
I mean, it was huge, bonkers, great story. I don't know if it's going to catch on.
Ultra Mega has been showing up on a ton of end of year favorites.
Oh, it's fine. I'm going to throw it out there. Ultra Mega, if you like Ultraman and you like apocalyptic stories and you like human interest, this is the mini series for you. Three supersized, magnificent issues of gloriness. There it is. It's out there.
Joey, what are you doing? We were done with it. What happened?
Oh, I didn't want him to have a weapon in his back pocket.
I still have got mine. Okay, so for right now, and this is a 10 category, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've got The Me You Love in the Dark, The Many Deaths of Layla Starr, and Mom.
Yes, we do.
As locks for
I agree with that. I think that those deserve to be on the list.
All right. So we've got 7 spots.
This is going to be fun.
Open. Yeah. And I need to throw my weight behind. Can I double down?
Marguerite Savage, Kara Zor-El.
No, I don't need to. I know what that book looks like.
So the books that are on the list are Beta Ray Bill. Sorry, that are like in the air are Beta Ray Bill, Represent, Other History of the DC Universe, FF Life Story, Good Asian, Children of the Atom, Harley Quinn, Eat Pray Kill, Eat Pray Love Tour. Defenders, Mighty Valkyries, Kara Zor-El, Nice House on the Lake, Carmen, Batman the Imposter, Rorschach, and Ultra Mega.
All right. It's the Eat Bang Kill Tour.
No, I know what it is.
Eat Pray Love.
Oh, you were being cute.
Yes.
I forgot what that looks like.
Oh.
I will I don't know if I need to. You know, I won't do that just yet. And I can't double down for one of my own things, so I got to pick someone else's. Oh, man, it's a real toss-up for me between Batman the Imposter and Harley Quinn. Really enjoying that new Harley Quinn. Oh, but that Batman the Imposter is so friggin' good. It's so good.
It's literally up to you.
I know. I'm going to go with Harley Quinn.
Whoa!
I know.
I'm shook.
I'm gonna go with Harley Quinn.
Needed another Harley Quinn book,
Dude. Have you read this yet?
No, I'm
kidding. It's up against Batman. Like the world needs another Batman book.
I think that Harley Quinn book is just an absolute joy. It is so much fun. It's such a nice continuation in a world where we don't have that third season of that show yet. And I really love the work that's being done with Poison Ivy in that series. I love the Max Sarin art. Again, just a total package and just a fun ride. So does that make that onto the list then?
That makes it onto the list.
So on the list, Me, You, Love in the Dark, Many Deaths, Mom, and Harley Quinn. And we've got six spots left.
I think we should put one of them for Good Asian.
Yeah. I think Good Asian is amazing. I think it really, talking about the Year of the Detective. I think it's just an incredible, incredible exploration of just like the crime politics of Chinatown in San Francisco through the lens of a Chinese American detective. And again, going back to what I was saying about Poinsett Pichot show last week, I think he has become so much more comfortable and willing to really put himself into these books and his Asian identity into these books. So I think that Good Asian, I think, is an incredible, incredible book, and I would love to see on this list. With that said, I think Children of the Atom was an awesome, amazing book. And I think Vita Ayala has really found their voice working at Marvel for the last year. I think that their work as a writer has continued to improve since we had them on the show and nominated them for Breakthrough Writer. It feels like forever ago now at this point, probably 2 years ago at this point. But just a remarkable, remarkable voice. And I think that Children of the Atom captures that, you know, the way that Vita was able to explore fandom and wanting to be like your heroes and meet your heroes. I think Bernard Chang does incredible artwork on that. With that said, I don't think Children of the Atom got a lot of steam on the show. I think a lot of people were like, I don't really know what the point of this is. So with that said, I would be comfortable pulling Children of the Atom off the list and throwing my weight behind something like Other History of the DC or Kara Zor-El or Mighty Valkyries. But I'll see where the conversation goes from here.
Not to screw us up, but I think Other History of the DC Universe needs to be on this list.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Aaron. I agree.
Does anybody disagree?
No.
No.
All right. I'm going to, just to get us part of the way there, I'm going to mark this one because I think that in the end, that's going to make it for sure.
Okay. So we're at five.
So I'll sit on my Children of the Atom removal for a minute.
Oh, so you're not taking it off?
No, I'll take it off, but I'll figure out where I want to put my weight in a second.
Okay. All right, so we've got Represent, Nice House on the Lake, Fantastic Four Life Story, Carmen, The Good Asian, Defenders, Mighty Valkyries, Future State, Kara Zor-El, Batman the Imposter, Rorschach, Icon and Rocket, Beta Ray Bill, and Ultra Mega. We have a lot of things on this list.
Our poor Rorschach and Ultra Mega, I don't think that they're... I don't know if everybody here would like them anyway.
I think maybe pull Ultra Mega, but do you want to pull Rorschach too?
Well, I know there's Tom King fatigue among the panel.
Listen, that comes out on the 14th. That comes out last week now that people are listening to this now. That is on my pull list. Like, I am absolutely reading it.
I'll leave Rorschach on there, but I really think you're doing a disservice if you don't get behind Beta Ray Bill. I mean, if you love Murder Falcon, you'll love Beta Ray Bill.
You don't have to take Beta Ray Bill off the list.
I'm not taking Beta Ray Bill off. I'm trying to reassert Beta Ray Bill should be in this top 10. Joey.
Okay.
All right. I hear what you're putting down. I'm not picking it up yet, but I'm looking at it.
That's all I can ask.
All right. Bob seems to have a lot of passion for Future State Kara Zor-El. I thought that book was pretty dang special. Yeah. Do we want to put it on the list?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
You liked it. Did you love it?
I kind of got... I'd have to go back and read it because I remember getting bogged down in the Future State and kind of checking... I mean, I read them, but it wasn't like blown away by them at the time. Mm-hmm. It's the same with like the Joel Jones's Wonder Woman. That was also phenomenal. And I thought about putting it on here. But I just, Future State just kind of has a connotation in my brain right now still.
All right. I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'm going to propose this. I'm going to make a sacrifice, but if I sacrifice this thing, can I get support for something else to make it onto the list? I'm willing to take the Nice House on the Lake off the list. I only have one more chance to get it onto these awards before this thing is done.
It's already on Best Ongoing or New.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
You got it on. Is.
Okay, okay. All right, so I'm going to take Nice House on the Lake off of the list. Can I please get some support for Carmen on this list? Because I
get support for Carmen because I also loved Carmen.
I loved Carmen. Good.
Thank God. Okay.
That's on the list.
Excellent.
Easy peasy.
Yay. Awesome. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 6. We have 4 left.
The thing with Cara Zarela is it sort of stands apart from the Future State. It could be just one of the old-fashioned imaginary stories. What would happen if, and the fact that, for me, not that that book needs to be defined by what followed.
No.
But when you see how it can be done well and how it can be done not so well, I think it makes it speaks a huge volume for what Marguerite Bennett, Marguerite Savage did.
Aaron, talk to us about Represent.
So here's what I like about Represent. It is diversity at its highest level in that these stories are in no way connected. These stories are all very personal. And because they're very personal, they are not bogged down with trying to meet a publisher's narrative. So these are people telling stories from their own perspective, from their own experiences. And so you definitely see that emotion. It's almost like when people say they cook with love and you feel how and you taste it in the final product. So this is kind of what's happening because these people are invested in these characters and invested in the stories that are being told. And they each tell the story with I won't say a through line, but obviously there is a narrative there, a social narrative there that, you know, is to be taken away. And it's not always as in your face and as clear as you might think. And it's not always, you know, casting people. It doesn't necessarily, they don't break it down to making this person the good guy and this person the bad guy, but telling complicated stories in a uncomplicated manner. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's why I love it. That's why I love each one of them. They're not really, they're like 15 pages each. So they're not, and they managed to do it in with less real estate. But yeah, that's why I love them.
I think Represent and Supergirl should both be on. I remember Aaron's passion every time that book came out.
Yeah, me too.
And then I think Marguerite Savage and Marguerite Bennett, that should just sell us right there. So
I'm on board with that. I'm on board with that. Yeah. That's Supergirl.
All right.
Yeah.
So we'll add Kara Zor-El and Represent to the list. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2 more.
Okay. I'm going to jump in on something right here. Ewing and Javier Rodriguez with Defenders got a lot of love when we talk about it on the show. This is the highest of high concept books, and yet still manages to be grounded in a crazy way with the characters as we've known them in the past. I'm sorry, my phone's ringing in the other room. It's why I'm in this room. I apologize. Hold on.
I would say Good Asian and Defenders. Those are the last 2 spots.
I'd be on board with – I haven't read Good Asian, but it's on my list to read. I'd be on board with Defenders. I think Bob just convinced me. So
you're going to pass on Beta Ray Bill.
I'm good with the Good Asian. I feel like I need Beta Ray Bill or Defenders.
Beta Ray Bill. It's just because Bob's not here.
I'm here.
Beta Ray Bill and Defenders or Good Asian and Defenders?
I think we'd have to. I think Good Asian needs to be on here. Everybody has spoken so highly of it. I think it comes down to Beta Ray Bill Defenders.
You know, for such a great series, I don't love the main character in The Good Asian.
Bro, you're not supposed to.
I know. It's a hard thing for me to get over.
You didn't like Nicholson's Jake in Chinatown, right?
Yeah, that's exactly the point.
I've never seen Chinatown.
You're not supposed to like the detective.
What?
You're not supposed to, because like he's a narc, man. He is using his Asian-ness to...
I know, he's ratting his own people out. He's kind of a dick.
No, it's very complicated.
It's a very 40s film noir kind of thing. The protagonists in those stories were not ever, ever always good people.
And the good Asian, using Bob's Chinatown reference as a jumping off point, the good Asian is Schultz and Tefenge's kind of way. A good Asian is their way of doing Chinatown with a Chinese protagonist.
Yes.
All right, so are we going? It sounds like Good Asian is making this list. Should I? I'm gonna bold it.
Yeah.
John was like, I guess.
Now hold on. If we're bolding the Good Asian, now it's down to, we have one more slot for either Defenders or Beta Ray Bill.
All right, do the table.
We can go around the table.
Well, right. I think Bob and I are out, so you three.
No, you can vote too.
All right, we're going to go around the room. Everybody gets a vote. It's between Defenders or Beta Ray Bill.
Do Bob and John first.
Bob.
Defenders.
Okay. John.
Beta Ray Bill.
Shocker.
Aaron.
I've only read Defenders. I got to go Defenders.
Oh, no. Joey.
Beta Ray Bill.
Oh my God, you screwed me.
You didn't see that coming, Steve.
One you didn't read and one you loved, Steve.
Steve, that was totally
no, I read Joey. I read two right. issues of each and I loved both.
Which child are you gonna pick, Steve?
I'm more excited to read Beta Ray Bill.
Lock it in.
I don't know. But Defenders is so good too. This is really hard.
I picked Defenders because it's the story I know. I haven't read any of Beta Ray Bill, but
Beta Ray Bill is so great.
I will tell you, I have several Beta Ray Bills in my.
I'm sorry, Bob. I gotta go Beta Ray Bill.
Woo-hoo.
I gotta do it. If having read what I've read of both, I'm excited to dip into both, but I got to go Beta Ray Bill. I'm sorry.
Sure. You'll pay for that later. Don't worry.
There you have it.
Of all of these books, I'm most excited to read The Defenders.
Sadly, right? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You should have voted for it then, Joey.
So I really wanted to set Steve up to take the shot.
Yeah, see what that caused? There are consequences.
No, actually, I have not read Defenders or Beta Ray Bill, but Daniel Warren Johnson, I think Beta Ray Bill has shown up on all of my like must read lists, and it's the one that I think I'm most eager to check out too. Not to read anything for Defenders. I want to read Defenders as well.
So here we go. Our nominations for best mini or limited series: Represent, The Me You Love in the Dark, The Many Deaths of Layla Starr, The Other History of the DC Universe, Carmen, The Good Asian, Mom, Harley Quinn, The Eat, Bang, Kill Tour, Future State, Kara Zor-El, and Beta Ray Bill.
Ooh, all right. What's left?
What's left is Best Television Series Based on a Comic Book Property. Let's get into it.
Steve, you should go first.
All right, I will. Let me bring my list up here. Okay, so my nominations for Best Comic Book TV Show, if you will, are WandaVision, Sweet Tooth, and Hawkeye. Those are my three. Bob. What do you got going on over there?
I also have WandaVision and Hawkeye.
Nice.
Stargirl.
Okay.
They have brought together the Justice Society as new kids, as well as revering the history of the past. We've gotten glimpses of other great characters. They did it completely, wonderfully accurate to the comics. Eclipso this year as the big bad, as he tore this team apart and they had to put themselves back together. We have young people on television. It annoys some, but they act like, well, annoying teenagers who do really dopey things sometimes. And it does take some getting around. They are good people who get to where they need to go, but they're learning to be heroes. And that's fun to watch. It's not something we see much on television where everyone seems fully formed. It's a little different over there in Stargirl. I know it's a CW show, but it was really well done.
Joey, you're up next.
WandaVision.
Okay.
Hawkeye. I'm going to sit on my third nomination for right now.
He's leaving arrows in his quiver.
John, you're up next.
Hawkeye.
Okay.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And Titans.
What?
You heard me.
He said what he said.
Oh, shit.
He said what he said.
That's not making it to the list. Aaron, you're next.
Ooh, the shade and disrespect.
Yeah, you know what if Aaron picked Titans?
You know what? It could happen. I have some complete offshoots here. So I'm just going to throw out here. I've got some that were taken already, so I'm shifting some things. So Young Justice Phantoms is freaking amazing, and it should be getting watched by everyone on this podcast. Superman and Lois. I haven't seen every single one of them, but I saw, I think the first, what was called the first arc was like six or some episodes. And I'll be honest, it stands apart from the CW type shows. And I, again, probably one of the few representations of Lois that I have ever liked. And that family dynamic is there. And there's the sons are so well cast and well acted in their relationship. They're always have each other's back, but they're, you know, there's some emotional aspects of it that are, you know, dealing with mental health and all that. So I just think it's a very interesting take on Superman and Lois, and it's got a lot of heart associated with it. Seeing them not struggle, but face the challenges of being parents as their primary responsibility, and then all the other things they do as their sort of being Superman is sort of the secondary responsibility. So what is that? I got Young Justice Phantoms and I got Superman and Lois. I will go with, all right. I know it's never going to get on here. Okay. I'll just put Falcon and Winter Soldier. Nice. Got an honorable mention for Super Crooks though.
I haven't watched that yet. Is it good?
I actually really enjoy it.
I like that comic when it came out years ago.
No Loki love, Invincible, The Boys.
The Boys didn't come out in 2020.
Joey has a vote yet, so, you know.
Loki was my third vote, but since it's not going to get votes.
You don't know that.
I'm going to put my vote on...
Young Justice,
Sweet Tooth,
Titans,
Superman and Lois.
There you go.
Ooh.
Okay.
You really will be surprised. Carolyn actually.
No, I saw the pilot episode and I loved it.
Carolyn made me watch it. She's like, seriously, you need to be watching this. I'm like, okay, ma'am.
All right. So based on like double downing and all of that, we have WandaVision, Hawkeye, Falcon and Winter Soldier, and Superman and Lois with one spot left for Sweet Tooth, Stargirl, Titans, or Young Justice Phantoms.
Can I also say before any of this happens that another show that was unceremoniously canceled this year was Jupiter's Legacy that I think would have had legs, but they canceled it. So sorry.
Yeah.
Has anybody else watched Sweet Tooth?
I have. It was great.
Okay.
Sweet Tooth, not only does it have better production values than probably any of these shows, including the Marvel stuff, it looks incredible. It's taking a story that is beloved by a lot of people, and for me, doing something really different with it. And I love the costume design of that show. I think it's superbly acted. I love the changes that they've made to the story. It feels like an old school 80s adventure, like a fantasy adventure akin to something like, I don't know, Neverending Story or Labyrinth. It has that whimsy to it that I really like. And a apocalypse story that, while we were kind of living in an apocalypse when this debuted, just, I don't know, really, really delivering, going above and beyond what I thought that they could do with that show. And not to mention all the practical effects that are in it, all the puppetry that is in it, all the kind of costume mechanics that they use between Gus's antlers and ears and everything that are all operated by people off screen. It just looks incredible top to bottom. And I absolutely love it. And I think it's the strongest on this list, although I will say I have not seen some of these others, but I have a lot of passion for Sweet Tooth. It has been renewed for a second season, and it looks like it's only going to get better. So that's my little thing for Sweet Tooth there.
I think we forgot one.
But did we?
Yeah.
What's that?
Doesn't the Snyder Cut count as a TV series? It's longer than some of the things on here.
It's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
I'm kidding.
I know.
Hey, so what do we want to do?
Come up on my movie list, just FYI.
That's why I watched it the other day. I thought that.
So Titans, Stargirl, Young Justice, Sweet Tooth.
Young Justice.
I think Young Justice is going to be a hard sell. I'm saying to watch it for this, because we would have to we could catch up on a bunch of stuff. I have no way of watching Young Justice. Like, none whatsoever.
Oh, you're screwed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, last year I couldn't vote on anything, so don't feel bad.
Yeah. I just don't have access to Young Justice, and that doesn't mean that it doesn't make the list. I don't know how I'm going to weigh in on it if it is Titans. I jumped off second season, but I don't know.
Make the pitch.
You want to pitch Titans?
Yeah.
They get to say fuck a lot. And
boring.
No, I'll pull Titans, but I don't know. If I'm going to pull Titans, I'm going to kind of lean towards Stargirl, I think.
Okay.
Bob says, it's got that classic, it's a classic superhero feel, and it doesn't feel like a CW show. And I've only watched a few episodes, but I think that's where I'd put my vote then. Because I'm sorry, I never read Sweet Tooth, and I don't know if I'm going to get around to watching it. So
you're missing out, man. You're going to feel empty inside.
Why did I feel?
I already do.
Where do you see the rest of Stargirl, John? You'll feel better.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll pull mine and go with Stargirl.
I'm going to remember
Steve,
this.
That's okay. I love Sweet Tooth. I think it is beautiful. I watched about 4 or 5 episodes of it. It's really, really, really wonderfully done. So you have a fan in my heart, but...
You've got a fan in me.
The votes are where the votes are.
You've got a fan in me.
Really looking forward to seeing Superman and Lois. Carolyn told me how great it was, too, and I've only watched the pilot.
Definitely. Yeah.
Where's Young Justice, Aaron?
HBO Max.
Okay, I'll watch it today.
It's so good. And it's a little emotional. It really is. It each season it's gotten more and more mature. And I will tell you this, it is dealing with, and how many issues, episodes are there? I think you're only like at 5 or 6 episodes so far. So far they're dealing with racism, interpersonal issues in the family, depression. It's just, yeah, it's interesting. So I love it.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's a fight between Stargirl and Young Justice, with Bob and John throwing in for Stargirl. So
Do we want to go Stargirl or Young Justice?
Well, I thought Young Justice didn't have enough votes. I thought Stargirl had.
Stargirl.
Yeah, I thought it was Stargirl.
What you said today. That was amazing.
No, I bought the first season of Stargirl. I have absolutely zero familiar. I can never say that word. Well, yeah, I am not familiar with those characters, and like I keep hearing this excitement, like, oh, it's the JSA. I have no idea what that means. I don't know.
Everything to
go back and read Jeff Johns. Yeah. Go back and read Jeff Johns.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I won't. I can tell you right now that I won't.
You don't have access.
It doesn't matter. You'll watch the show and you'll love it.
Okay. All right, I'll have to start marathoning that to get caught up. Okay, so Solomon best Grundy. Television series. What's that?
You get Solomon Grundy too.
Oh, that's yes, cool. Do. I do like that. Best television series based on a comic book property. Our nominations are WandaVision, Hawkeye, Stargirl, Falcon and Winter Soldier, and Superman and Lois.
Is them.
No sweet tooth. I'm bitter. That show, man. Y'all don't know. Joey so knows I a little bit.
WandaVision.
It's almost as good as the Defenders. Soldier,
what?
Wait, look, what? I had to make a choice. I went for my horsey boy. Didn't want to have to break his leg and
Falcon
take
and
him out back.
Soldier, Stargirl, and Superman Hawkeye. And Lois. And Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. There you go. That's the one.
Not Sweet Tooth.
Not Sweet Tooth.
Wow.
Not definitely not Sweet Tooth.
You know, we still have an episode left where I can really right. screw you guys over.
Let's do it.
All right. Bob, would you like me to read them or do you want to read categories? This
one. Go for it. You haven't. All right. Otherwise, I do. I mean.
No, I got them. I got them. All right. So the categories for this episode. Best story arc. That Texas Blood Ever Saw 1981.
Oh, I forgot we did that.
Nightwing Leaping into the Light. Daredevil Lockdown. Fantastic Four The Bride of Doom. Seven Secrets Volume 2. Best Ongoing Series. Daredevil Once in Future. Seven Secrets. Runaways. Black Widow. The Department of Truth. X-Men. Superman, Son of Kal-El, Fantastic Four, and Lore Olympus.
You forgot I put that on the list for you.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Best mini or limited series, we have Represent, The Me You Love in the Dark, The Many Deaths of Layla Starr, The Other History of the DC Universe, Carmen, The Good Agent, Mom, Harley Quinn, The Eat, Bang, Kill Tour, Future State, Kara Zor-El, and Beta Ray Bill. And last but not least, we have our best television series based on a comic book property, WandaVision, Hawkeye, Stargirl, Falcon and Winter Soldier, and Superman and Lois. Dunzo.
Dunzo.
Dunzo. That's it. Great. So that's it. That's the second round of nominations. We did it.
We're getting there. Yep. We're getting there. Bye.
This is exciting. We're wrapping it up. Speaking of wrapping it up, we're going to wrap up this episode. Does anybody have anything that they want to say? Anything they want to announce?
Not since last week. Good? No. Happy holidays. All right. Yes.
Happy Christmas.
Happy holidays. Enjoy yourself. Stay safe. All that jazz. You know where to find us, right? You've heard everybody's stuff 1,000 times by now. Why don't we just say goodbye? Let's start this next episode.
Bye.
Yep. So yeah. Bye. See you later. Seriously.
Thank God, we didn't get creepy Santa this time.
Oh God.
There's still one episode left to go. Thank you all so much for listening. Be excellent to each other. Of course, talking comics all over the internet. And until next time on the Talking Comics podcast, to be continued.